Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our NFL playoff coverage here on 610 is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. We made a vow this season to not ask football players football questions. Now, the Patrick Mahomes interview is different. I think you guys can probably figure out for yourself what makes the Mahomes interview different than any other player on the team. But you know what? I got tired of hearing it is what it is. We got to take it one game at a time, and it's a total and complete team effort. I got tired of hearing those answers. So we just determined that we're not going to ask football players those kind of questions anymore, and we're going to ask them 10 random questions so we can learn more about them. And we're not letting the AFC Championship game stop us of our mission, of our goal. So we caught up with Juju Smith-Schuster this week to continue our trend, and we asked him to tell us the story of his first date.
My first date, so I was dating this girl. I was actually, you know, going into college and met this girl. We went on our first date. We went to this place called Volcanoes, which is in Los Angeles. She ordered sushi. To be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of sushi. I ate the sushi. I threw up in front of her in my mouth, and I ended up going to the bathroom just to, like, finish that whole process. But it wasn't the best first date, but we definitely became closer because we bonded over, you know, food.
So did you ever get date number two?
No. Actually went on to, we actually started dating and then actually went on for like about a year and then kind of fell off. But yeah, man, dates after dates after dates.
Are you still not a guy who likes sushi?
Yeah, I'm still not a guy who likes sushi, to be honest.
Right now we're asking Juju Smith-Schuster random questions. Give us one celebrity that you would want to follow you on social media.
One celebrity, I would say Messi.
So you went very different. Like, I would just pick Rihanna.
Yeah. Like, Rihanna, like, I met Rihanna. So, like, I met a lot of people in the United States. But celebrities outside are just bigger than most people. I would say Leo Messi, just because he's a GOAT.
All right, you have to give us the story of when you met Rihanna.
So I was at a Roc Nation party. And Rihanna's very close to Jay-Z's people. So, fun fact, I actually met Jay-Z and Beyonce, had dinner with them. But later on in my career, kind of met Rihanna throughout these parties, and I was just like, it was a really cool experience.
You're a perfect person to ask. You know, you've been on social media, and they asked the question, would you have the $100,000 or have dinner with Jay-Z? Which one would you pick? Would you rather have the $100,000 or have dinner with Jay-Z again?
Again, I'll probably say the $100,000, man. The dinner with Jay-Z was awesome. I'm not going to lie. It was a really cool experience. But, man, $100,000 is $100,000.
All right. Give me one piece of movie memorabilia that you would want to own. Right now, I'll give you one thing from any movie. What would you like to have at your house?
One thing from any movie? I would probably say the Superman's Kryptonite. What's the green stone? Is that do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's a good one. So mine is actually Marty McFly's Hyper Dunks from Back to the Future 2, because you know you've seen
that's a good one.
Because you've seen people wear them, but I'm talking about I want the official, the ones he wore in the movie. So when somebody comes over, like, oh, those no, these are not the new ones. These are the ones from back in the day.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Right now, we're talking to Juju Smith-Schuster. We're asking him random questions. All right, Juju, tomorrow they tell you that they're going to build a statue of you. Where would you want your statue to be?
I would love for it to be in New York City.
Is there a certain building you'd want it to be? Like, where exactly would you want this statue to be?
I would love for it to be in Central Park, to be honest. I think New York is one of the most touristy spots in the world. And it's so busy that Central Park is such an iconic place. And having a statue of me in the park would be unbelievable.
I actually thought this when I went to New York. I've only been one time. I kind of think New Yorkers get a bad rap because, you know, people talk about how mean they are. I don't think New York people are mean. Like, in Kansas City, you've probably experienced it. Someone would just have a random conversation with you. That just never happens in New York. Never, never happens in New York. Everybody has headphones on. Everybody has somewhere to be. Everybody in New York is just minding their own business.
Yeah, everyone in New York is literally walking really fast to get to point A to point B and minding their business. People in Kansas City, like, I'll have a conversation with people in Kansas City, and they wouldn't even know it's me, but they just love to just have a good conversation and just talk, you know, either just football or just talk, you know, just about life itself. But people here are super nice.
Give us the story of a time where, you know, somebody is talking to you about the Chiefs, and maybe they mention you, and then they're like, oh, you know, do you watch football? And you're like, well, yeah, I actually play for the Chiefs. I'm Juju Smith-Schuster. I know that's happened to you.
Yeah. So this Hy-Vee place I go, the Hy-Vee store I shop at for groceries, I go there pretty much all the time, and I'm always in there. You know, I'm shopping, and this lady comes up to me, and we're just talking just about just the store, what I'm trying to get. She's trying to help me, and they come to find out that she goes back to, like, you know, where she's working at, and her coworkers come and she's like, oh my gosh, I did not know, like, that was you that I was talking to. Welcome to Kansas City, yada, yada, yada. But long story short, we had like a 30-minute conversation for her to come to find out about, damn, yeah, I played for the Chiefs.
So you mentioned going to the grocery store. Give us a snack that you have to keep at your house.
Oh, cotton candy grapes. No question.
I'm a big Pringles person. I got to have a can of Pringles at the crib.
Okay, but what flavor, though, are you having at the crib?
Well, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, so barbecue, of course.
Yes. That's a good one.
I'd probably go barbecue one. I actually really like the original Pringles, and then I would say cheddar cheese three. Those are my top three.
Okay, nice. What's your favorite barbecue place in Kansas City?
I'd go Gates 1, Jack Stack 2, Joe's 3. Where are you at?
I'll go Jack Stack 1, Q39 2, and then I haven't had Gates yet, so I'll probably put Joe number 3. So I try Gates. I think that would probably change.
Yeah, what do I need to do? Like, if after your playoff run, if you want to go to Gates, I will take you to Gates.
It's on you?
Yeah, it's on me. I got you.
I'm down.
All right, right now we're talking to Juju Smith-Schuster.
We'll set it up.
You think I'm joking? I'm going to set it up. I'm going to call your agent. I'll call Jay-Z, Rock Nation. I'll call him, and we can set it up during the offseason. Give me one trivia category that you would just absolutely destroy.
That I would destroy? I'm probably have to go with, I'm going to say facts. Anything with facts. So probably history, to be honest.
So we think, like, you could do, like, Celebrity Jeopardy? Like, this offseason, if they call you, would you go on Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yeah, for sure. I've done Family Feud before. Like, I've done, like, TV shows. That's actually really cool. I like that kind of stuff.
How was Family Feud?
It was awesome. It was my family versus Ninja, who's a big gamer, content creator. And, you know, we lost by a couple points, but it was a fun experience. I love that kind of stuff.
Give me one teammate that you think would be perfect on Family Feud. Give me one teammate that you're like, nah, man, you can't come with me on Family Feud.
I would say one good person that would be great for Family Feud, I would say Travis Kelce. With his personality and just the knowledge that he knows. And then the one person who wouldn't be the best, I would probably say Pacheco. Because he's still young. He's still growing. He's still learning a lot. So those are my two.
All right. Last thing here. We appreciate your time. I know you play video games. What was your first video game console? What's the first video game that you fell in love with?
The first video game I actually fell in love with was a Nintendo 64, and it was Mario Kart. And I loved it so much, and why it was the best. I think, honestly, just being able to, like, do the little, like, jump over the track and, like, just basically play the game. And that was, like, the first time I ever fell in love with, like, video games.
See, I got a theory about Mario Kart 64. I actually don't think that it's held up pretty well. Like, they've just made much better versions of Mario Kart since then.
Yes, like the Nintendo Switch, being able to play on the go, being able to play at home. Now, definitely Mario Kart has carried over the time.
I mean, if you ever want to play Mario Kart 8 on the Switch with me and my friends, I mean, we take this, I'm talking AFC championship level competitiveness here.
Yeah, I'm down. Mario Kart, some gate, let's get it.
Let's do it. That's Juju Smith-Schuster joining us on the show today to get ready for the AFC Championship game. Juju, man, good luck this week against the Bengals.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.